this. Psalm 41, 2 and 3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth. I just love that, friend. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you just kind of blink and it's already the 11th day of June 2017. So good to spend some time with you. I hope things are going well with you. The kids are out of school and here we are focusing on Jesus today. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship prepares our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music on the way, including this one. It's Fernando Ortega. Come, let us worship and bow down here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down. And kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. And kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. And kneel before the Lord. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Mr. Fernando Ortega, come, let us worship and bow down. Hey, friend, I hope you are doing well today. Hope you're having yourself a great weekend. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, yeah, connect with the program, Sunday Worship, on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. We post a lot of encouragement, encouraging passages, quotes, and little reminders throughout the week. So I hope you can connect with us there. Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. You know, the words of Jesus here from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." You know, the late Adrian Rogers, I quote him often. He's one of my favorites. He said one time, "I am God's melody of life, and he sings his song through me."
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you. I want to seek you first. I want to keep you. I want to keep you first. More than anything I want you. Speak a word, let me hear your voice. And in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my
listening to Sunday Worship.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
You know, as believers, we ought to give thanks to the Lord every day, not just at Thanksgiving. Amen. It should be a way of life. Hey, that's Don Moen, and give thanks. Thank you for having your radio tuned to Sunday worship today. And hope you are enjoying your summer here thus far. In fact, we're looking forward to our family vacation. We're going down to Santa Claus, Indiana. We go down there every year. I think this is our seventh time going, I believe. Santa Claus, Indiana, stay at a nice cabin, go to a big water park, theme park that they have there, and just turning off our phones and not worrying about any responsibility. Love that. So that's coming up here in a few weeks. Looking forward to that. That's for sure. You know, several years ago, I came across a story about a man in Canada who rang the church bells every single Sunday, get this now, for 52 years without ever missing a week. Talk about this man's dedication and faithfulness. And you know what? I'll tell you what. It just reminds me of how faithful our God is as well. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations."
Before
was in his hand.
When Marines stormed an insurgent safe house in Iraq, they found themselves trapped in a room with a live enemy grenade. In one incredible act of courage and love, their wounded sergeant tucked the grenade under his body and died so others could live. And there's someone who loves you like that. It's Jesus, God's Son, who took the full brunt of the punishment for your sin when he, in the Bible's words, carried our sins in his body on the tree. You need this love. You need the man who died in your place. We'll help you get started with him at 888. Need him.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary.
Age to age and heart to heart.
remember me when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach, old enough to preach, old enough to leave. And edge to edge and heart to heart, bow the grace and peace. Child of wonder, child of God, I remember you. Remember me.
It's waiting heart to heart, child of wonder, child.
I pray the Lord is blessing you real good today on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. I hope you're having a great weekend. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite passages that that I keep around in my back pocket, so to speak, and remind myself frequently is what it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 20. It says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even the more. You know, former missionary Amy Carmichael said one time, thank God he does not measure grace out in teaspoons.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain.
Right, oh, the wonderful cross. That's music from Phillips, Craig, and Dean here in today's edition of Sunday Worship. Well, last night, of course, was the Ivan Parker concert at Lincoln Square in Urbana last night, and unfortunately, I could not make it. I feel so bad about that, but I saw some of the pictures and comments on Facebook last night and this morning, and it seems like it was a great, great concert. And there's also some other great concerts and upcoming events in our own backyard. I encourage you to take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events, and there you'll find lots of other upcoming concerts. There's Bible studies, there's fundraisers, vacation Bible schools coming up as well. Lots of great stuff. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Well, I'm going to hang my hat up here, hang my headphones up, and I pray that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Don't forget Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.